Russian government and pro-Kremlin observers compare street protests in Venezuela to recent popular uprisings in Libya and Ukraine and accuse the U.S. of what they call yet another attempt to topple an unfriendly regime.
The United States continues to subvert undesirable governments. It is one of its priorities in Latin America and other regions of the world.
Having invested billions of dollars in Venezuela, the Kremlin continues to support President Nicolas Maduro, accusing Washington of escalating the situation and describing the demonstrators as extremists. But Caracas residents tell a different story.
In Venezuela, there is no meat. Meat disappeared after they enacted price controls.
This had never been seen in Venezuela. This had never been seen. This is getting worse each day. Half. We're eating half of what we used to eat.
The socialist policies of Maduro's government have plunged Venezuela, once Latin America's richest nation, into a humanitarian crisis. Millions have fled the country, and anti-Maduro protests are frequent. Washington has recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president and also imposed sanctions on the state-owned oil company PDVSA in an effort to force Maduro out. Yet despite Moscow's denunciations of Washington's Venezuela policy, analysts say the U.S. and Russia are unlikely to go to war over the issue.
This is not Syria. This is not Crimea. I mean, Russia does not have the capabilities or the capacity to do so. They cannot fight a war on three fronts. They simply just cannot do that, particularly against the United States.
The Trump administration says driving Maduro from power will restore prosperity to Venezuela. In the meantime, Washington is sending humanitarian aid shipments to the region in an effort to address the immediate needs of hungry and desperate Venezuelans. With Alvaro Algara in Caracas, Igor Tikhonenko in Washington, VOA News.